Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And we are back together again. I feel like we haven't done a podcast in a little while.
I know.
We've been doing some solo projects, a lot of interviews, a lot of cool interviews coming up, but we haven't chatted in a while. And this one is a big one, guys. So we just made a huge announcement after a decade. Oh my gosh, a decade of running our Fit Chicks bootcamp classes. We have made the decision to shut down our in-person programming. So we're still going to run our Fit Chicks retreats, but those are like, you know, far and few between. But our actual day-to-day bootcamp program, we have made the decision to actually shut that part of our business down.
Ah! Yeah, and this, so we wanted to dedicate a whole podcast to not only sharing this with you guys, and especially to the chicks who have come to our classes and who have supported us for so long and who have, you know, been a part of our world and who have changed us in so many ways, but also to kind of let you guys into our heads as to why we did this. Because for a lot of people, it's like, whenever someone has a change in their life, a lot of times people think it's because of a negative thing, but when in all reality, it's a lot of times it's because of positive things. And that's kind of where our situation was. And we wanted to kind of talk to you guys through that. Mm-hmm. And also just to give you guys a little bit of clarity, if you're going through something similar, it might not be your business, but it might be something that you're like, okay, do I let go of something in my life because I want to create space for something else? And I know that can be really, really challenging for a lot of people. So hopefully this will give you guys some love in that area.
Yeah, no, and I just want to touch on, Laura, what you just said too, because I think when you said, like, sometimes it comes from a negative place and then, or people think it's coming from a negative place, it's interesting because I have told a few people, and we've told our chicks that were in class about the decision that we made. And a few people did message me personally and say, like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I hope everything's okay. And I'm like, actually, everything's amazing. Like, this decision wasn't an easy decision. So don't get me wrong. It wasn't something that came easily. It wasn't something that we were like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like, this took a lot of time. It took a lot of, like, analyzing and checking everything out. But this is actually a decision in terms of growth and opportunity, as opposed to a decision of, like, oh, you know, this isn't working. And so we're just going to shut everything down. We're just actually looking at it as an opportunity. So, so it wasn't necessarily a negative thing, but, so why we decided to make this decision, I think is a really important thing to share.
Well, yeah. So to give you guys a little bit of a backstory for those of you who might not know Fit Chicks or know our story. So in 2008, Amanda and I started Fit Chicks from Toronto. And we were two best friends going through our own health struggles. And at that time, there was no programs out there that were, like, in any way kind of challenging for women. They were all really, like, fluffy aerobic style. And there was no, like, strength training. And we really got into circuit training and HIIT training. We loved it. And it totally transformed our bodies. And it totally was such fun classes to do, right? Like that boot camp style. But back then there was, like, really nothing. And boot camps were just kind of starting. We're like, oh my gosh, if other people are going to doing this, you know, we should try this out too. So we ended up launching our first boot camp, and we had seven women in north of Toronto, and seven women signed up. And I'll still never forget, like, that first class to this day. And I still tell our F&E students, our fitness nutrition expert students about it. And it was like walking up, like, the nerves of that first class. And I remember feeling like, who the hell am I to be running a fitness business? Like, I was never sporty and athletic growing up. I'm like, had been teaching for, you know, a period of time at that point, but I'd worked, you know, kind of one-offs for other people and taught it. Different studios and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was like, who am I to own my own business and do my own thing? You know, like, and also I was still going through some weight issues. And so I walked out, I remember walking up and I could see the women at the end and I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, it was starting. it was an outdoor boot camp. And I remember looking up and it was starting to, like, get thundery and dark. And I'm like, oh my gosh, please don't rain. Please don't rain. Please don't rain. And I had this, like, chalkboard because we couldn't even afford signs. And it was like, Fit Chicks boot camp. And I'm like, hi, you guys here for the boot camp? Like, yeah. And then just even right away that, like, looking at me, like, for that authority kind of thing. And I was just like, oh my God, I got to do this. And then it started pouring rain. Like, thunder and lightning. And I was like, keep going. I'm like, this is hell. This sucks. They hate it. Blah, blah, blah. And then I remember getting like the first emails afterwards and they're like, I loved it. I can't wait for the next class. And I'm like, and that was just kind of how the journey started.
I just remember too that night, I felt so bad for you, Laura, because I wasn't able to be there. It was like our first class and I was in the midst of our launch for the Toronto. I was working at the Toronto International Film Festival at the time. We had the festival coming up. So I was like, sorry, we're launching a business, but you're on your own because I got to go to the festival and go hang out on some red carpet. So.
And I just felt like everyone was staring at me. Like, it was so weird. It's just so weird even to think back to that time. And it makes me really nostalgic because I also think like that was the 28-year-old me. Like, and which is also super weird is that we closed our last boot camp class across all of Canada was on November 29th. And that's also my birthday. So it was like, that was our last class. It was also my birthday starting a new year in my life. And I was like, that was like, the universe was like not lost on me. I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. But yeah, it's just like, I know, but it's just like that feeling of knowing where we started from. So yeah, so 2008, so we had that first one. And next thing you know, like, we started perfecting the program and perfecting the class. And then we started hiring other women to teach our program for us. And before we knew it, like we blew up really quickly. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of people, even when I tell this story, like if we do business talks or if I'm talking to even like our students, it's really cool how quickly we grew. Because most businesses, unfortunately, don't have that luck. They don't have, you know, especially at that time, there was not that online opportunity there is now. It was like...
It was all grassroots marketing efforts and putting...
Yeah, up and...
Handing out flyers and word of mouth marketing was like really what we relied on to grow our business. And we grew so fast from that.
Yeah, and fax advertising. And but we would say yes to everything. Like we would be, anytime someone would need someone to run a warm up for an event, or, you know, I remember we got our first like TV appearance on like a breakfast television show. We had to, you know, do a workout. It was like the most embarrassing thing ever because they put us with a dude. And it was like you and I, and like and we were carrying these.
You had these exercise balls and you kept just saying, don't forget to grab your balls.
Grab your balls. And I was like, oh my God, I just want to
die. And he was like turning red in the face. And I was
no,
like,
he was oh so God. Funny though. Remember him? He was so funny.
He was amazing. But that was actually the day. I still remember that day in particular, our very first TV appearance. It's interesting how it's like whenever we do something the first time, it's like everything changes. Mm-hmm. It was our very first TV appearance and it was in Ottawa. And it was on CTV Morning. And we were doing it, and that was the same day we had an article coming out in the
Toronto Star,
and we actually got the front page of the business section, and it was all about our business and all about us, and we had this amazing reporter that decided to do this story on us, and it was the exact same day, too, that the newspapers were all free because Canada had won the gold in the Olympics, hockey, and so... It literally was like every single star aligned because we had this crazy layout in the Toronto Star and then we had this morning show and we were driving back from Ottawa together. Remember, we like after our show, we're like, okay, let's drive back because we drove in just to do the show and now we're going to drive all the way back to Toronto. And we're driving back and you're like opening up email and you're like, oh my gosh. And it was just like rolling in registration after registration after registration. And we're like, oh my gosh, we've oversold our classes. This is insane. And I still remember that moment. So it was so clear because we're driving in my little car and we're like, oh my God, this is crazy. It's happening.
I know. And it's like, those are the things though. It's just like, and that's why even, you know, to now, like it's so interesting. It's so bittersweet, you know what I mean? I feel so happy talking about this stuff, but it also makes me like emotional because I'm like, it's so part of our story, you know what I mean? And like we as well, like opening this business, we were just two girls. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know. We always knew it was like, yes, we're going to build an empire. Like that was our goal. We always had very strong work ethic and super clear on the people we wanted to help and how much we wanted to make an impact on women's health. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of like, I don't know. It's just funny looking back and just thinking like, again, that feeling of like, who am I to do this? You know what I mean? Like, and I know so many people feel that way too. It's that imposter syndrome, even whether you open your own business or you work in another job or you're, you know, getting hired for your first job. It's like that
instructor.
It's so easy to feel like you're not good enough for it. And for us, I think we just always kind of went for it. Like that was the thing. We just didn't even think. We tried not to think too much about it and just like did it. Like we were like, okay, let's just go on this TV show.
Or like the shopping channel when we were like, okay, like we're just going to go and pitch them and see what happens. The worst that can happen, this is the thing, is the worst that could happen is they'd say no.
Yeah.
And they never said no. Like for some reason we would pitch things and we'd get it. We'd get on Dragon's Den. We'd get on the shopping channel. We would get on morning shows or television shows. We had our own television show. You know, everything came because I believe because we were so open to it. And we also went for it. We really put a lot of work behind everything that we did. We never just kind of, you know, just threw it together like nonchalant. Like we took it very seriously every opportunity that came up, and we spent a lot of time. And think about Dragon's Den. Like we spent how long building our pitch for that?
Yeah. But I also think too, one thing that really, I know we're kind of jumping around a bit, but one thing that really made us be able to grow our business and to do this over such a long period of time was because I think we always put like our clients number one. So whether we were teaching boot camps, whether our instructors were teaching boot camps, whether like we were doing workshops or retreats or whatever it was, we always showed up like 150%, and we always over deliver on like value with the content we provide, with the customer service we provide. And I don't know if that's too, cause like our background, like we both worked in hospitality a lot. Like I used to work in hotels and you worked in like concerts and events. So it was always like making sure, like drilled into me from a very young age, like, you know, clients are number one. And because most of these opportunities, even though, yes, the stars did align, they came from people who took our classes.
It came from like, relationships.
They came from clients who literally were like, either I have a friend who writes for the Toronto Star who I told her, you need to interview these girls. Or like Annie, when she was like, I'm the head of Rogers Television and I really think you guys would be great for a TV show, so I'm going to pitch it to
our cash cab when we got
cash.
Yeah. By Kaylin, my chick who tricked us and told us we were doing a documentary, and then we ended up being on Cash Cab, which was a hilarious opportunity.
Like, and just so many, and then, you know, going on to Breakfast Television and then also having that relationship that we could go back time and time and time again, because we ended up, you know, not only were we, you know, put 110% to that, but we kept that relationship and we would always, so it's just like, I don't know. I think that our longevity and the reason why we did grow so fast was, yes, kind of the stars did align. We launched at a good time when boot camp was really popular. We also, you know, we had a lot of like things like the Olympics cover and all that stuff that just happened at the exact same day as the exact same whatever.
Yeah.
But I also think a lot of it was just because, you know, we really loved what we were doing and we really like showed up, and, you know, whether we were designing classes or teaching them, we just like, we really loved our business from day one, and we loved our women, and we loved what we were, what voice we had in the fitness industry. Cause it was something that was different, you know, like we were just,
we still love
yeah.
And we still love our business just the same. And I think, you know, just tying that back to like the whole idea of like why we shut why I think we kind of went away from that, but like, you know, the thing that I want to get clear with people is that we still love our business just the same as we did from day one. I know I do. I know, like, I still have that fire inside of me every single day. It still lights me up. It still gets me excited. It's just that things change. We have been running our business for 10 years, a full decade, which is, we are so honored and so grateful that, like, we can be doing this for 10 years and continue to see growth and opportunity. But also, as businesses change, people change, right? And this is the thing, is like, we have changed as individuals in terms of like what we want, what really, like, you know, gets us excited. And I think one of the things that helped us make this decision and made us understand why this decision would make so much sense for our business was that, you know, we've trained over 10,000 women over the past decade, and we have been so grateful to be a part of their journeys. But knowing that now we have our Fit Chicks Academy program where we are certifying people on a global level to get certified as group fitness trainers, personal trainers, nutrition coaches, wellness coaches, and helping them create businesses so that they can now make impact in their communities, that to us is like, oh my God, like next level stuff. Because that to me is so exciting that I know now, like, not only am I impacting the people that I can like just physically teach in my own community, but now we're, you know, helping other people make impact in their communities and help live healthier lives on a global level. So that was sort of one of the big driving forces for us to make this decision, was how can we impact more people? How can we help more people? And how can we expand our knowledge and help other women create their best health, career, and life?
Well, yeah, because when we started, like, as I was saying, after the boot camp blew up, and then when we started, you know, we had locations all across Canada. And, you know, you and I were still teaching and it was great. And then we started getting so many people coming to us and wanting to work with us, but they weren't certified yet. And, you know, there's different programs that are out there, but there's none for like holistic fitness professionals, like the way that we teach, which is
siloed. Yeah.
Which is like looking at the whole, like fitness, nutrition, wellness, business, like being an instructor who can encompass all of that. And it's totally different. Like it's totally different than the way any instructional course is done out there. And you and I had talked about it for so long too, even the same way when we created the bootcamp, it was like, why are there no courses out there? Like we know, like if I could create my ideal course, like my ideal, you know, certification, what would it look like? And it was like, it would have this and it would have, you know, it would have fitness. It would have nutrition. It would talk about how to develop amazing group programs for all levels. It would talk about how to do in-home personal training, not just at the gym. It would talk about how to start your business. You know, it would talk about stress and sleep and like all these things that were like, I've spent thousands of dollars on certifications doing all this stuff. What if you could just find one that built like how to do all of this and build it all together? Yeah, so anyways,
like a seamless sort of approach to it.
Yeah. And we were just like, we talked about it and then at the same time, all of these chicks were like, I would love, like, I want to get certified. I want to work with you guys. Like, how does that happen? Oh my God. Like, can I just even intern and shadow and, you know, pick your brain and all this stuff. So then we were like, you know what? We need to start to create like this program. So in 2015, that's when the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program was born. And again, that has then evolved into like FitChicks Academy has evolved from just that one program to now being, you know, the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program. We're launching an online business coaching program that's just right now in its beta test, which will be like fully out in 2019 to help other female fitness professionals grow and launch amazing businesses and courses online. And it's just been a natural progression. Like, it's almost like we're continually training what we have learned. Like at first it was like, we created the boot camp because we had learned how to transform our health. And we're like, we need to help other women do that. Yeah. Then as we learned how to build this amazing business, we're like, we need to certify other women how to also teach this style that's making huge impact. And then now we're like, okay, now we need to go over to the business side too and help them do this. So as that kind of happened, it was like, even though it was amazing, it was a lot of work for us. And it got to the point though, where we were like, we still love our boot camps, but we love all our chicks, but we have a finite amount of energy too. And where is it that we can allocate our energy to make the most impact in our time? And that's when it was like, we know that FitChicks Academy is helping more women in the long run, as opposed to, you know, having just the classes. We're not saying they're going to go away forever. You never know. You never know. There could be studios, FitChick studios coming out in the next 10 years.
I mean, we have talked about it when we're ready to settle on maybe a location or an area that we want to live in. We've talked about doing things like that, but it's just
God, it's scary. Now that we just said that, it's like we're going to listen to this podcast 10 years and be like, remember when we said we were going to have a chain of studios and now we're like running franchises all over the place?
I know, because everything we say, we do. It's so true. That's just sort of the way it works. But I just think, like, when I think about our boot camps and I think about our shutting it down, you know, one of the things that a lot of people do question is the whole idea of letting go.
Yeah.
Right? Because this is the thing, like we, like I said at the beginning, this wasn't an easy decision. This wasn't something that we were just like,
we've been talking about this for 2 years.
Exactly. We've been going back and forth, strategizing, figuring out how can we balance it out? Could we hire someone to manage it? Could we do this? Could we do that? But it really just boiled down to like, how can we make the most impact and still manage our time effectively so that we're not spreading ourselves so thin that we're not able to support every part of our business. And that's really, you know, that's one of the most important things from a business standpoint is to make sure that you have enough of the back end support to be able to handle your front end. And we just didn't have it. We were running out of space, essentially.
Yeah.
And we need to create new space. And the only way to do that was to be able to let go of something in order to open up space to be able to manage it all.
Well, and I think one of the things is too, is like, and this might not be the best analogy, but this is the way that I look at it. It's almost like being in a relationship. It's like, you know, when you've been in a relationship for a really long time and you still love that person, but it's just not working. Like, you're just like, I've outgrown this part. Like, I'm, I need to move forward. There's this calling in me to date other people or to do something else. But you kind of keep staying because you're like, but I still love them. And I, you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
10 years.
Yeah, we've been together for 10 years and I don't want to like, and I'm also scared. I'm scared about what if I let you go and I don't find someone as great as you are, because I still love you, but I just don't want to be in this relationship. That's kind of how like the whole boot camp conversation kept going with us. It was like, we love this. What if we let it go and this unknown that we're going to put more energy into doesn't work? Because that's the reality, guys. Like, when you're running a business, no one has it all together. People are freaking scared all the time if it's things are going to work, and if they don't, you take calculated risks, but it's, you know, you never know. At the end of the day, life can change tomorrow, right? Like, that's why you got to enjoy it. But it's like that feeling of like, are we confident enough in this decision? And to be totally honest, not even just confident enough, it was like, we weren't ready. Like 2 years ago, we weren't ready to make this decision. It's the same thing about the relationship. Like, sometimes you stay because you're not ready yet to go. And when you're ready to go, you will make that decision, right? So it's like, that's kind of where we were at. And it's weird. And it's kind of bittersweet because it's like, I still love you.
I think that's actually a really good analogy. I think it's an amazing analogy because it's so clear. Like, that's exactly how we feel. It is very, like, we still love you. We still love you, boot camp, so much. And we still love Fitchix. But it's just... we have to like keep growing in order to keep moving forward, in order to keep doing what our mission is, which is to impact, you know, we want to impact millions of women around the world. Like, we want to make huge impact in this world. So in order for us to be able to do that, we have to keep moving forward.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, what we're doing is we are, as of November 29th was our last class.
Yeah.
And then we'll still keep open Fitchix, but it will be the option for our online training programs. So we have our 28-day Fitchix challenge, which next one starts in January. We also have our amazing online transformation trainer, which is a membership site where you can, it's virtual, but there's the Facebook group and there's all the support. And then of course we still have our retreats. So that's going to be kind of the Fitchix side, where we can still offer awesome support on the workout side. But it is going to be, all of it's going to be online. We won't have the in-person classes.
For the retreat.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for the retreat. If you want to come and hang with us, you got to come to the retreat.
Yeah. And then, but then on the other side, we have our academy, which, like I said, we're launching this new business program. We still have all of our certification programs that are just continually growing. And it's so amazing to see, you know, and I think you and I have both been so lucky, and even though luck is part of it, hard work is a lot of it, but to be able to have had this transition in our lives, be able to pivot into something that we're really excited about, that's challenging us in a new way, and just seeing how much our academy has grown from the beginning too. Like, it's almost like watching Fitchix grow again too, you know, like...
It's completely that way to me. It feels like it's like a whole new business. That's it is essentially, but it feels like we're still in that infancy stage, even though we have been around for a few years. But we can see the growth every year. We can see the need for it in the marketplace growing all the time. So it's really exciting.
Well, I also think it's interesting too how like Fitchix now is like double digits, and it's like I literally look at her like a kid, like Fit. Our little chick.
Yeah.
And if you look at our logo, it's like a little chick, and it's like watching her grow up. And like over the first like 10 years, it was like, she's kind of fumbling through life and like things were happening, but there wasn't a clear plan. That was the other thing too. Like, we always knew what we wanted to do, but we didn't open the business with like, we have a clear plan of like XYZ financial goals and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, we were learning too as we went. We were fumbling through. And now it's like we have that clear strategy. Like, it doesn't feel, I guess too, it doesn't feel the same way as it used to, because it used to feel very like we just keep going through the motions. Now there's like the strategy and the plan.
We grew so fast too that we didn't even have a back end to support it. We were kind of like, we were just flying by the seat of our pants half the time in the first 3 years of growth.
And most people are. And that's the thing. Most people start a business, like, even if we tell people, oh, we went to school and we have like, you know, a business degree in marketing, like, really, that means nothing, guys. Like, that means nothing, especially now. And it's one of those things that it's like, that doesn't prepare you for real life situations.
Yeah, because everything I learned in school, I mean, it's probably what, 10% of what I learned in school I use, say. Everything else is stuff that like doesn't apply because business changes all the time.
Yeah.
It's constantly changing. We're constantly learning, constantly hiring coaches, constantly growing, constantly having to pivot our business and shift things personally to be able to understand it and grow as well. And like, it's, yeah, it has nothing to do with our background in business or background in education.
Yeah. And it's like now with her, like with Fit turning 10, yeah. I feel like she's like coming into herself now. She's like, okay, I know where I'm going. I know what I want to do. I just now need to, you know, mature into that. So, and that's one thing I love watching that change though. And I love having that opportunity to be able to continue to change and grow and do the things that I want to do and do it on my terms and do it on your terms, like not having, and that's where, you know, when people right away, when they hear that you're closing inside of your business, they automatically think, oh my gosh, why are you going bankrupt? Is this not going well? Is it because of this? I just feel really blessed that we are in a place where we're still running the show. No one is nothing's dictating our decisions. We're the one who are planning our future based on the life that we want to create for ourselves.
Yeah.
And one of those things, of course,
decision. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of those things, of course, for us is to have a lot of flexibility and to have that option to move like from day one. And that's even like another thing people don't really understand is that we've never had physical locations. We've always rented space. Mm-hmm. So we've always rented public space like churches, parks, community centers and things like that. And one of the reasons why we did that, we could have opened a studio a million times.
Oh, totally.
But we didn't want to be committed to one place and we didn't want to be, because Amanda and I both were like, we want flexibility. We want to be able to move. Yeah. Move and grow. And if something's not working, we want to change decisions quickly, which when you're renting public space, because you don't carry overhead, it's a lot easier. Right. And that's why we also love the online world, is because it allows us that flexibility to live where we want to live, create the lives that we want to have, and help more people in the process. So
exactly.
So yeah. So that's kind of where we've been at.
Yeah. So it's a big decision. It was an exciting decision though. So for anyone who is listening, you know, and if you are someone who was part of our bootcamp program, know that we do love you. We appreciate you. We feel so honored that we are a part of your journey, and we hope that we'll still be a part of it through our online programs. But yeah, it was a decision that after 2 years, we were like, okay, we have to finally make it. We can't just keep having a conversation about it. We have to finally make it. So if you are in your life right now, whether it's personal, whether it's business, anything that you're feeling like you've been humming and hawing about something, it's kind of like it keeps coming up in conversation either with someone else or yourself. And it's like, it's something that constantly keeps presenting itself, maybe in different ways, but it's the same sort of problem that keeps presenting itself over and over again. You do have to get to a place where you just make a decision.
Gotta rip the Band-Aid.
Yeah, just make the decision, because it's interesting too, when you make that decision, when we finally made the decision and we finally made the announcement to our people in class, it honestly felt like such a relief, because it was a conversation for so long that we were having, and so it's something that was bothering us for such a long time in the back of our minds, subconsciously, we're thinking about it all the time, but to finally just say, this is the direction, and to have clarity on that, it was just such a relief to be like, okay, now I know where my energy has to go. Now I know how to focus a little bit more rather than having it all scattered everywhere.
Well, and that's the one thing, like you're saying, I think for anyone who's listening, who's going through, and you know, I've listened to podcasts where I've heard people tell stories and about their, like what they're going through in their lives. And it might be totally opposite than what I'm going through, but the end, like the meaning of the story relates to it. So like Amanda said, if you're going through something in your life where you're just like, holy crap, this is resonating with me because I've been in this, like I've been thinking about something, like I've been thinking about getting certified for 2 years. I've been thinking about leaving my relationship. I've been thinking about buying a house or like whatever it is, like don't wait. Like obviously make sure that you are at a place where you're ready to make that decision. But if you feel like you are just stuck because you're scared of the unknown, you've got to let that go, because unless you create space in your life, there's no place for new things to come in. And I remember hearing that years ago. I think I heard that like 7 years ago. And when I was at a conference and someone was talking about this concept of creating space, whether it be emotional space, whether it be cleaning out your house, like even like feng shuiing it, like being like, you know, you want a relationship, but your bed, like the side, one side of your bed is cluttered with clothes all the time, like clean it off. You know what I mean? Like it was about the whole idea of just opening up space emotionally, physically, mentally to let new things come in. And when I started implementing that in my life, like even just being like, okay, I'm taking this afternoon off to just like chill. I'm not even thinking about anything. Like the best ideas start coming. You know what I mean? Like when you start to physically like let go of something, something else will grow in that place. Like, but a lot of times it's just the act of letting go before you can let the new thing come in. And it's, I don't know, just if you're listening and you're in that place, just don't be, if you're scared, don't let it be the thing that's keeping you stuck. Mm-hmm. Fear is something that's very interesting. It's self-doubt masked in disguise, but it's also a lot of times it's, you know, it's just that step right before the excitement. It's like, yeah, just take it with you. Take it with you. Wherever you go, it's going to be there. Just know it's there. Just bring it with you and go. Because there's amazing things on the other side. And I know 100% that I will never regret this decision, no matter what happens. Maybe because not. I know we're ready. I know this is the right decision. So
yeah. No, and I think having that clarity and also trusting your gut when you have that feeling, when you know that it's the right decision, but you're just afraid, that's, you have to trust yourself. Trust that you have the knowledge inside of you to, like, you, we always know what is best. We do, if we listen to ourselves clearly. So when you know that this is the right decision, don't let the fear stand in the way of making that decision. Just make the decision, go through the process, grieve it like we did with bootcamp. We had to take some time to just be like, man, this is a really hard decision. And
yeah, it wasn't like on Tuesday we're like, guess what, we're closing it, and then we're like, it's done. It was like,
no,
2 years, oh my god, do I leave the relationship, do I stay,
exactly, like tormented by this decision. And then, but when you make it, you feel so empowered about making it, and make it in a place when it is like what you said, when it comes from a place of you're making the decision because you're ready to make it, as opposed to an outside situation forcing the decision, it makes it feel so much sweeter. It makes it feel so much better. So we hope that helps you guys, though, if you are, like I said, in any kind of a situation where you are trying to make a decision as well. And of course, as Laura mentioned, we're going to wrap this up, but as Laura mentioned, if you are interested in checking out our new online program, so our 28-day challenge that we have coming up in January, or our transformation trainer, or any of our Fitchix retreats, check us out at fitchix.ca. And then our other platform is fitchixacademy.com, which is where you can actually access all of our online certifications, so our fitness and nutrition expert certification, our holistic nutrition weight loss expert certification, as well as in January, our very exciting online biz builder program.
Woo-hoo! So, but I also just want to say before we go, also, thank you guys so much. Like, for those of you who have been listening for a long time and who have been supporting us and who have attended anything to do with FitChicks, or even like just even read a post, or just all of it,
like
none of it, none of it goes unnoticed in our world. And we just really hope that we are giving you guys as much as we have gotten from you. And I will continually try to do that. And we're really excited to bring you guys on this next chapter with us, because literally we're going to be trying to share a lot more too in our podcast about what's going on, like behind the scenes with us, what we're growing our business into. We're actually going to be launching a dedicated, right now we have every second Thursday of the month, we talk business. However, we're going to be launching a dedicated podcast just to talking about business, because there's so many women out there, like before when they were asking us about becoming instructors, who are now asking us about our fitness building journey. So we want to share with you guys as much of our nuggets of wisdom that we can that will help you guys along the way and make it a lot easier. And also then you can see behind the scenes what the heck's going on with us and what we're failing at and what we're trying and what is working and what's not. And you know, it's always, there's never a dull day at FitChicks. Yeah. Never a dull day.
Well, yeah. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. As Laura mentioned, thank you for supporting us always. We're super honored to have you to be a part of your journey and to have you join us on this process as well. So with that being said, we will talk to you guys again on Tuesday.
Catch you on the flip side.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.